So when you were probably going to school, you probably heard more than once certain words of advice from your parents. We all got them. And if you have kids, you probably share similar advice to your kids. Advice about who to hang out with, who not to hang out with. Advice about paying attention and listening to the right people, what to listen to and pay attention to and what not to. And advice about things you heard others say to you or to others. And maybe when you hear things that are disturbing, you know how to deal with it, how to handle it. See, kids are impacted greatly by what they hear and what they say, good and bad. And we adults are too. Because speech is such a powerful thing. And not many of our abilities are more important to us than the gift of speech and being able to communicate. Because speech has a great potential for good and for evil. What's the purpose of speech? It's to communicate, right? But to communicate what? And here's the thing, it all begins with the ears. It all starts here. In Isaiah chapter 50, in that Old Testament lesson for today, it says this in verse 4, "The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the world, the word that sustains the weary." I guess maybe the first thing you'd ask, well, who's even saying this? Instructed me. We come to realize that the person speaking here is the servant. And this passage, in a sense, is a prophetic word about the Messiah. And it highlights that the servant's total faithfulness to his calling, in spite of suffering under the most difficult circumstances. And it actually says what kind of ears the servant has. It says he has ears that have been opened by the Lord God to listen like one being instructed. I guess you could say it this way, as one who gets it. You know, we've all heard the phrase, you know, it's in one ear and out the other ear. But he got it. He got it, and it had an effect. Because it all starts here. And it's wisdom to listen and not just to hear. They're two different things. And listen to the right things. It's an attitude to listen to what God's will and truth are and also to hear his calling. Because of the importance of listening, as the Apostle James says, is that everyone should be quick to listen. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Listening is a sign of one who's humble, who wants to learn, who wants wisdom, who desires, in a sense, to learn from God. The idea here is, Lord, let me hear what you want me to hear and know that I may faithfully do your will. It's an attitude. But why listen? Why? Why listen in the way I just described here? And the answer may surprise us. Why do we want to listen? It's for the sake of our tongue. When you understand, again, we've talked about this before, when you understand kind of biblical physiology, the ear is connected to the heart's connected to the tongue. That's why we want to be careful. So some advice to the tongue. You know, watch who you hang around and be careful about who you listen to. Why? Because there's a connection between your tongue and your ear. The servant has been given a well-instructed tongue. So that. It's a well-instructed tongue so that. See, there's a reason and a purpose. He is to use his instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He knows there are people out there in this world that are broken, that are hurting, that are in pain. They need hope. They need something. And he knows that I need the right things on my tongue, an instructed tongue, to be able to say the right things. And where does that come from? Well, it has to start here. Jesus said, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. It's a word of comfort to those who've experienced life. And that instruction had to come from some place or from someone. Where does it come from? How does it come from? Well, it comes in through your ears. Jesus said on a number of occasions, I do not speak on my own authority, but on the authority of him who sent me, God, my heavenly Father. In the New Testament lesson, James speaks of our tongue and the word and communication that come from it. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, in a sense, our mouth speaks. We know what can come out. We know, because we've experienced it. We know things that have come out, things that we've said, I can't believe that just came out. And other times things come out and say, God must have been behind that in his moving, good and bad. We know that we have encouraged other people, and we also know that we have said things that have hurt people and put people down and torn down. Because the tongue is the body's communication tool, reveals the thoughts of the heart. It reveals what's going on inside of us. And when it expresses what the sinful mind is thinking, it can bring hurt and harm to the hearts of those who hear. And people, when speaking from their sinful nature, are just quick to let it out. We've all been there. And in the process can poison or badly influence the minds of others. Something definitely, I think we've seen it happen in our culture, the more social media is around, where in the past we used to just have face-to-face conversations with people or over a phone or something like that, but it was a personal kind of connection. But now through social media, we let things fly that we never would have let flown before, or say things or do things in communication that we never would have thought before. And now that it's out electronically, per se, and digitally, good luck getting that back. You know, the stuff that goes out there, we have to be careful. Because our words can have serious effects on our listeners. As James says, our tongue is very small, very powerful. As James says, a rudder, a bit, a spark, all small things, but huge influence. Steering a ship, controlling a horse, creating a huge out-of-control fire. Every one of those things starts small or with something small. That's why he says, hey, we have a way of controlling almost everything. We can tame even wild animals, but good luck trying to tame the tongue. But we can't do that on our own. James says we all stumble in many ways. We need forgiveness. And the only way anything is going to change is with God's help, because God can change that. I guess we could say in some ways we are to bridle ourselves to the Bible. I don't know. I was going to attempt to draw a picture of it, and I said, well, that's not going to go very far. But if you know, we've all seen a bridle, you know, someone's riding a horse and they hold the, you know, there's a bridle on the horse and the reins, stuff like that. It's almost like here's the Bible, you know, it's on here, and then the reins come down and it's bridled to our tongue. Let the word, in a sense, bridle us in what we say, and let God work through that. Oh, the image is better than anything I could have drawn, so, you know. Use our tongues so that they can be like fountains, he says, of fresh water and trees that bear much good fruit. How's that even going to happen? Again, we have to be people who listen to the word of God. Allow his word to get into our hearts. See, there has to be, in a sense, a purpose to our communication and our speech. Paul says, in Ephesians 4, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their need, that it may benefit those who listen. because God wants our tongues to be instruments that can share forgiveness and encouragement, wisdom, healing, hope, mercy. I still remember words and phrases that people spoke to me 44 years ago in high school about how I should be a pastor and why I should go into the ministry. I have visuals of them and the words actually coming out and what that did to me. People who spoke good words into me. But I also remember Smellmore and Elmer's glue and Elmer Fudd and all those other kind of things. I still remember those names too. And don't we? The good words spoken into us to build us up, and also hurtful things that people said to us. We remember it all. Some brought healing to us. Some words brought almost forms of destruction to us. That's why it says in Proverbs, the tongue has the power of life and death. Life words build up and increase strength and character. They lift spirits. They bring truth. Do you want more life words to come from your mouth? See, God wants to speak words into your heart. God can help purify the well, I guess we could put that way. We can't change this. God can, by dealing with the problem. The tongue is neutral. As one person said, the tongue is simply a neutral messenger boy that carries words from the heart. It is the bucket that goes down into the well, dips into what is there, and then dumps out of the mouth what it picks up. No wonder it says in Scripture, let the word of God, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Because if it's dwelling in you richly, when the bucket comes down, there's a greater chance that that's going to come out. Right? A heart transformed through instruction instructs the tongue. How did the instruction get here? How did this get? It's because of what came in here. Because of what it was told. And there has to be an attitude of listening. And then obedience to what is heard and what's told. And that's what we see as we continue kind of reading on in this 50th chapter of Isaiah about this servant. Because not only did he have a well-instructed tongue to be able to share words that needed to be shared, but also something else was put in, because what he heard coming in from his father, he obediently followed. And he was obedient to what he was told, to follow through with his mission, to follow through with the Lord's message, regardless of what was going to come. And it says, he set his face like flint and dealt with whatever came. I got to do this. And we see that happening in Jesus' life in his ministry, where it says he set his face toward Jerusalem and he wasn't going to veer. His face was fixed that way, and I'm going to go and I'm going to end up at a cross. But it says he resolutely set out, face fixed in that way he should go. Scriptures have all sorts of stories of people like that. They hear a word from God. They said, all right, I'm going to obey it. I got to follow. I'm going to do it. I think particularly of Daniel, where Daniel was told, you know, you got to start praying to the king, the emperor. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to faithfully do what I've always done. And he went to the window as he always did. And that day when he chose to continue praying to God the way he always had, he knew what would happen. He could have crouched below the window and said, all right, God, I'm down here. Do you see me down here? And so no people would see him. No, he was going to do what he was going to do. His face was set where it needed to be. By doing that, he decided on the lions. But he listened to God in obedience to what God had called him to do and be. I can't imagine how difficult that decision was that day, but he did it. Because so often he had heard from God about who he was and what he was like, and he was faithful to him. See, if you seek to do what's right, if you desire God's best, if your face is fixed, I can guarantee you, you're going to be attacked. There's consequences. But when we are hated, or when it does come our way, what do? We respond with the love God has shown us in Jesus. All of these things connect. All the pieces come together. And it's personal for each and every one of us. And it all begins with what? It all begins with listening. It's hearing God speak good words to me through the gospel and hearing his promises, and that gets into the well of our heart. It's me sharing then those good words with my family and the people I know and the people I'm around. Ears that are humble to listen, which allow the good words and good news of God to come in, will fill our hearts so that we can draw from them to share a word of hope with the people around us. People today are weary. People today are absolutely weary of all the stuff that we've had to deal with. Everyone needs to hear words of encouragement, words of hope, words of peace, words of kindness. And those are words that can come from us as we've heard those words from Christ to us. So are your ears listening? Are they listening to the right things? Has your heart, your tongue, and it says, been instructed by a heart that's been touched by God? I pray that God would open your ears and teach your tongue to be carriers of the word to your world this week. There's people who need to hear some good words, and they can come from you. Help us, Heavenly Father, to listen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the good words that you have spoken to us. May our ears, in a sense, be attentive to you and your promises and the hope that you have and the goodness that you have for us. May those fill our hearts so that when that bucket goes down and brings it up, the words that come from our mouth, from our tongues, would be words of healing that people need to hear, words of peace and hope, of your love and your grace. God, I pray that for a couple people today especially, I want to pray for Jay Donovan's mom, for Jean, that you would watch over her in a very special way. It's a time of illness and place in her life. I lift up a good friend, one of our family members here, Jay Jasper. Just touch him in a special way. Bring healing to him, hope to him. May he continue to hear good words from you that would just change his heart and the trajectory where he's at health-wise right now. Speak into his life. Speak into us this week, Heavenly Father, as we, as your people, just desire to just acknowledge who you are and live for you. Thank you for your good words of promise. In Jesus' name, amen.